As many people know, voicemail is all but dead, but a variation of it is doing just fine. People send each other short voice messages instead of sending text messages. Instead of writing, you can talk, and instead of writing LOL, you can actually laugh. NPR's Emma Bowman sent us a memo.
Hope Sloop and Bobby Miller first met on TikTok. They've known each other for less than a year, and because they live on opposite coasts, they rarely see each other in person. But their friendship has unfolded over voice messages, Sloop says.
We probably send each other 10 to 50 a day. It's a lot.
Voice notes are more personal than regular text, says Miller.
We're able to, like, hear the shared joy in each other's voice, or if we're going through something, like, sometimes in text, the gravity of the situation doesn't always get relayed.
The 24-year-olds are among their Gen Z cohort who use voice notes frequently. Over 40% of people between ages 18 and 29 use the feature at least weekly, according to a recent survey conducted by Vox. It's not just Gen Z. 30% of Americans surveyed are voice messaging often. Elder millennial Kate Siver uses voice messages to keep her 6-year-old in touch with her grandparents.
Hi, Grandma. I was wondering how you were doing today. It is a good day to play out in the snow. Bye.
Research shows you don't even have to like voice notes to appreciate their health benefits. Assistant Professor Amit Kumar at the University of Texas in Austin studies happiness and well-being.
We tend to form stronger bonds with people when we hear what they have to say compared to simply reading text. You can hear someone's intonation, how much variance there is in the pitch of their voice, for instance, which can communicate that you're interacting with a thinking and feeling human being.
So why not just pick up the phone? Here's Miller again.
It's a lot of weird, like, red tape and etiquette, I think, around phone calls. There's just that, like, dead air of figuring out, is the conversation going to continue?
But if there's an etiquette to voice notes, Miller shuns it. It's why Sloop calls her friends' long meandering voice notes Bobby podcasts.
Every time I've ever gotten a 4-minute, 3-minute podcast voice message, it's always like, let me grab my little popcorn. We're going to listen in. It's going to have a beginning, middle, and end. It's a storytelling experience.
And this has been my voice note to you. Emma Bowman, NPR News.